Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Let's all stand, if you will. Bow our heads in prayer. Precious Heavenly Father, we are such a privileged people, Lord, standing here tonight. Lord, there's been so many blessings, Lord, you bestowed on us, Lord, that we didn't deserve. Oh, but it's your grace and your mercy, Lord, to put a desire in our hearts, Lord, to be here. Lord, to listen to that precious word, to praise and magnify thy precious name for all you've done for us. And Lord, in a world that's falling apart all around us, Lord, there's peace and there's joy. We just love and appreciate you tonight, Lord, and we ask you to have your will in this service. Bless each and every heart that's here this evening. And Lord, those who couldn't be. Lord, we ask and give it all over to you now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask and pray these things. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Amen. Let's sing that little song on page 658. I only believe. Amen. Just suppose God searched through heaven and couldn't find
all right.
Hey, man, I was thinking that little chorus on page 612. I love so much. As the deer panteth for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. So many times through life. I thought number one would surely be me. I thought I could be what I wanted to be. I thought I could build on life. Lord, I can't even walk Son. Dear precious Heavenly Father, Lord, you're such a blessed blessing to us, Lord. Lord, there ain't a step in this life, Lord, we can't take, Lord, without you with us. Lord, there's not a decision in this life we can make without you. Lord, we can't do anything without you, Lord, we're worthless. without your mercy and your grace and your love for us, and you paid that great price on Calvary. Lord, if it wasn't for that, Lord, where would we be? Oh, but we praise your wonderful name each and every day. In everything we do every day, Lord, let us praise you. Oh, we love and appreciate you, Lord. Lord, as we gather tonight, Lord, we know many have needs upon their heart and in their life and in their body. Lord, maybe financial even. Lord, you know all about it. Lord, for our healing, Lord, you've already paid that price. Oh, we're so thankful, Lord. And Lord, if we can just get ourselves out of the way. And Lord, get to where we're not besetting ourselves. Lord, you can heal us. Oh, you can meet our needs in such a mighty way. Lord, we trust in you. We believe in you, Lord. We trust that you'll meet each need by your precious, perfect will, Lord. That's our desire tonight, Lord, is to stay in your perfect will. Lord, not one decision without you, Lord. Lord, it's a very important thing, Lord, in this life to never walk alone. Oh, we love and appreciate you. Lord, meet each need, Lord. Lord, the ones that maybe you're going through an extra test, an extra trial, a sickness in their life that just won't seem to let go. Satan is a liar tonight, Lord. And you are the only one that can heal our diseases and infirmities. So we look to you, Lord, now. As the word comes forth, Lord, once more we ask you to bless it to our hearts. Give us revelation, Lord, greater than anything in this life, Lord, that we think we need. Lord, give us revelation first, Lord. We just ask this now. Everything be said and done for your glory, the remainder of this service. And we give you all the praise and glory due unto you in the precious name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Praise his name. Anyone have a special they'd like to sing tonight? Amen. Anyone got a song in their heart? Amen. At this time, we'll go ahead and stand. We'll ask our brother to come and deliver what the Lord's laid on his heart. Amen. Let's sing that little chorus. Reach out and touch the Lord.
Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He's passing by this moment your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You'll find he's not too busy to by this moment your needs to supply.
Reach out,
amen,
as he goes by.
Amen. Don't you love him?
Yes,
amen. So thankful for another opportunity to be able to come together, just praying that we'll be able to say something out of God's precious word this evening that will strengthen and encourage, maybe give us joy for the journey. Amen. As we bow our heads for a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, we're just so grateful, Lord, to be here this evening. Lord, just so thankful for your precious word that lays before us. And Father, as we renew our minds to back to these scriptures and quotes, Lord, that you've left for us. Father, in my humble way of just trying to bring what I feel in my heart, Lord, just praying that it'll bless someone, strengthen, encourage, do a work, Lord, that would continue to prepare us, Lord, for our journey ahead and to keep us pressing on, Lord, to be what you would have us be. And Lord, we ask your blessings upon your word and just ask you to bless our hearts to the hearing and receiving, and we'll never fail to see that you receive the glory and the honor for it all. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. He is truly wonderful. If you would, while you're still standing, we'll turn over to John, the 10th chapter. Read very familiar scripture, and you can be seated. Just a little thought this evening as I was meditating and thinking about it, and these things just kind of kept coming to my mind, and just thinking of where we're at and what God's doing for us and how we want to make sure we're paying attention and listening to the call of the Holy Spirit. But in John 10, and we'll start read here the 27th verse starting. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. And I and my Father are one. May the Lord bless the reading of His word, and you may be seated. As we just think about this great shepherd, and thinking kind of what led me to the thought, and just a kind of praying that it'll encourage you, as I was thinking of how peaceful it is to know if you're a little sheep and you're in this fold that the great shepherd's watching over you. And he's laying at the door to keep the wolves and keep everything at bay. And what a peace and a rest that ought to bring to our hearts as we truly realize who it is that's speaking to us through this precious word, and realizing what God has laid out to us. And I was just thinking of the message our pastor's been on, the two ministries in the church, and you know, the great warning that lays within that, and seeing how the Holy Spirit is, you know, it's all through the Bible, that warning of obeying God and making sure you're paying attention. And it's not a new subject, it's been here. But God sent a prophet to magnify that subject in this last day, to fortify a little bride that she would know where to stand. And I'm so thankful that we serve a living God that's watching over each and every one of us every day. And He's ever mindful of us. And I just, if you would, just kind of like to take a little walk through some scriptures to look at some things that has been spoken. But I'd like to go to Matthew 7, if you would. Jesus speaking here, as He began to preach and teach here. And as He was speaking in Matthew 7, just to kind of watch the warnings that started here moving forward as He began to lay this out. Matthew 7, and we'll begin about that 13th verse. Enter ye in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets, which come unto you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. And I want you to think, as I was just meditating on this and listening and thinking about all this taking place, but this warning that's being passed out by Jesus here, right out of the gate. Don't go in at the Broadway. Pay attention. And look, don't get sidetracked with the masses and what's taking place. But you look for that straight and narrow way that I've pointed out to you. And you can go back and read everything that He said up to this point to show that narrow way that was being laid out. And Jesus preaching and teaching as He went. But let's turn over to, I'm going to go to Peter, or let's go to Ephesians, the 4th chapter first. And just put this back in our hearts as I was thinking about this. Amen. We've read these things many times, but it never gets old as you meditate on it and think about it. And the greatness of our God and what He's done. And His great plan. And to realize, as I said, that's kind of what I just think of, the rest that you can have laying in His care. If you'll truly give yourself over to Him and the leadership of His Holy Spirit and let Him have His way. How, what a peace and a consolation there can be. But here in Ephesians 4, as He, in the 11th verse, and we've read this many times, but we'll start at the 10th or 9th verse, just to catch what He was saying. Now he that ascended, what is it? But He also descended first into the lower parts of the earth. And He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that He might fill all things. And He gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Just let those words rebound in your heart as you think about what God sent his men to do for him and the way he chose to put his plan into action, that he would speak through that ministry that he placed. And to rehearse and to bring back. He sent those prophets, the word of the Lord, come to the prophet. And the prophets come and delivered it to us. And then God sent these other officers to come behind and to break it, teachers to break it down. And pastors to watch over the flock and to keep it all. But as he gets through that, what was the great purpose? That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, and by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie and wait to deceive, but speaking the truth in love, may grow up in him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Yes. Just think how loving God was to put this into the place in such a way that he would be caring for you and I, and every little sheep all along the way, and to bring us to that place to be stabilized, yes. A place to secure. The anchor's been put on. And we're holding fast to those things that have been spoken to us. And as you think about this, I'd like to read something where Peter began to speak over here in 2 Peter, if you want to turn with me. The first chapter. Just thinking about these things. And you know, it's so many come to, well, I've recognized the prophet, I've come to the word, I've come to church. It's good, I've found the right place. But I like the way Peter puts it here as he begins to speak in the first chapter. He says, Simon Peter, a servant and apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through righteousness of God and our Savior, Jesus Christ. So again, pay attention to who he's talking to. That's you and me. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. According as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are giving unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of that divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. What a wonderful thing he's saying. And it would be easy to say, well, Peter's already told me. Here it is. I'm good. I don't have nothing to worry about. But look at the warning that the Holy Spirit is always encouraging. And you think about the shepherd of a flock of sheep. They never let down their guard. They never give it a chance. Go back in the Old Testament and look when David was being a shepherd and watching over his sheep. And look how carefully he was guarding them and always there. Every time a situation arose, he was there. And our precious God's the great Savior. He's shepherd of the flock. He's always there, and he's ever mindful of every situation. And he's always on time, and he's watching over everything to make sure it's going to work out just right. Yes. But Peter didn't just stop right there. He went on saying, besides this, give all diligence. Add to your faith virtue, and to virtue knowledge, and to knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness. And to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love or charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they'll make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off, and hath forgotten he was purged from his old sins. As Jesus said, by their fruits you'll know them. There's going to be fruit coming which side of the fence you're on. And it's going to show forth. But as Peter goes on, he says, for God has been purged from his old sins. Now listen to what he says. Wherefore, the brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. Well, being watchful, listening every moment for that shepherd's call. Paying attention, making sure that you're right there with the herd. Staying in tune with the Holy Spirit. For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And then Peter says, wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established and the present truth. And you know, it's just, as you think about this, and like I said, as you look back through the scriptures and you see it all the time, and our pastors preached on these things here even before, and you may stop to think, we're hearing that again. But God must have thought it was really important. If you go, and we'll get to it, but as Peter was seeing this urgency in his own heart, I know you're established, and I know these things. He's saying, but yeah, I think it meet as long as I'm in this tabernacle to stir you up by putting you in remembrance, knowing that shortly I must put off my tabernacle, even as the Lord Jesus Christ has showed me. But moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance, for we have not followed cunningly devised fables. And oh my, how important it is that all of God's word, we never fail to make sure every time it's being rehearsed or it's being pre-presented, it doesn't matter in what manner. Let my ears be pricked and my heart be open. Lord, open up my understanding greater to these things. I might have heard it preached on. I might have heard so-and-so exhort on it. I might have heard it brought this direction. But God is ever watching over his flock, and he knows the right time and the right place to present the word right back to our hearts, to bring us to that place, the recognition of what he's looking for in our lives, that it'll spark in our hearts and catch a hold and make sure that we know exactly where to stand. And there'll be no wavering in any direction, but being totally aligned right on God's word. And oh, that's what I see the Holy Spirit doing, stabilizing and bringing that strength that's going to be needed for the journey ahead. For the road may be fixing to get pretty rough for a little while. Hey, man, if you would, let's turn over here now to Acts, the 20th chapter. Amen. Maybe a little bit strange way to bring it around, but just pray you'll be able to take something from the scriptures and what God's got here. Amen. Hallelujah. You get to reading and studying, and there's just so much. It's amazing sometimes when you think of how you could just go on and go on as you start reading things. But in Acts 20, and let's just catch what Paul was saying here, starting about the 25th verse. And seeing the importance in his, as he's seen it. And now behold, I know that ye all, among whom I have gone preaching the kingdom of God, shall see my face no more. Wherefore, I take you to record this day that I am pure from the blood of all men. For I have not shunned to declare unto you all the counsel of God. Take heed therefore unto yourselves and to all the flock over which the Holy Ghost hath made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he hath purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. And also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. But therefore watch, and remember that by the space of 3 years I cease not to warn every one, night and day, with tears. And now, brethren, I commend you to God, to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. And as Paul was speaking this and realizing he was seeing that importance of what God had laid out before him, yes. And we see in this last age, God sent a prophet to us, and how that we see him take what Paul preached and what was laying here and just build up on it, and it just became so magnified. And the picture was so beautifully laid out before us from Genesis to Revelations to show God's plan and hidden mystery and to see it unfold and to lay out that great, what God's desires was, what his purpose was, and how he was going to achieve it. And oh, just think of how the knowledge that through the revelation of the Holy Spirit revealing what happened in the book of Genesis, exactly how it began. And how Satan's deception started. And he didn't leave a page unturned, but he totally uncovered the devil all the way through. Yes, all the way to this last age, he was fortifying that little bride to prepare for these last few moments. Amen. The last final great work that would take place before he'd rapture that little bride. Amen. Knowing that he said he would have a bride that would not fail. Amen. And by God's grace, we should see ourselves predestinated and a part of that plan. And realizing that the Holy Spirit, as Paul even said over in Timothy, the Holy Spirit speaketh expressively, yes, in the last days. Amen. Seeing that warning come forth and realizing that it's to me, God is speaking to me. I've been called for this purpose. I've been sent here. You've been sent here. This is what we've lived for. This is what we've given our life for. We're coming to the fulfillment of all we've been predestinated for in this age. And to see that age starting to close out and realize that we've got a journey to finish. And to realize that the only way we're going to do it is by God's grace and His fulfillment in our life. And totally surrendered to the Holy Spirit for His leadership and let Him have the preeminence in our lives. So with that, I would like to put that with that. Paul in the Hebrews, when Paul was speaking in Hebrews, the fourth chapter, I'd like to read this as Brother Branham quoted it in Hebrews chapter 4, the book, the message of Hebrews chapter 4. And he started, it's about paragraph 55. And this message was preached in, I think it was 57, September 1st, 57. And he says, listen what the Bible says and how we get it. And this was Paul speaking. He said, let us therefore fear, lest a promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should come short of it. For unto us, the day then, the gospel was preached as well as unto them. What is the gospel? The good news. The good news came to them in Egypt. God had sent a deliverer, and he was going to bring us out and take us to that promised land. And the good news to us now, that God has sent a deliverer, the Holy Ghost, and we're on the road to the promised land. Now, people has made creeds and denominations, but God still remains that our rest is the Holy Ghost. Notice, the gospel was preached unto them as well as unto us, but the word preached did not profit them. Remember, the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. And I just want you to think about the series as the messages have been coming, the Holy Spirit feeding us the word. Look where our pastor started, and not building our pastor up, but just follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. Watch how faith, it has to be revealed. It's got to be to you personally. It's a revelation to you. And then look, as we move into this, the two ministries, the warning to the church, little bride, don't be deceived, guard yourselves and stand strong. Amen. Think about the moving of the Holy Spirit. It's never about the man, but look to what God is doing. And always remember, He is the great shepherd. He sees the big picture. He knows every time and every moment that's fixing to take place. He knows who the next person may be that's going to walk through that door. He knows exactly where you're going to be tomorrow and what you're going to be faced with, or yet tonight be when you leave here, the situations that may come. He is the shepherd. And think about that as He is feeding us His precious word by the Holy Spirit, and we sit here and our hearts open and crying out for revelation. He is the one that's dipping it into our hearts. But look at how He's, just watch the leadership of the Holy Spirit and watch these things come into place. He says, oh, brethren, let me stop here for a minute. No matter how much the word is preached and how well you like the way it's been preached, unless you yourself are a partaker of that, it won't do you one bit of good. There's a lot of people that are saying, amen, I believe that's what he said. That's what the prophet said. I was there in the meeting. I saw the healings. I saw it happen. But if you're not partaker of it, your life is not bearing forth fruit, that you've been a partaker and you see the life springing forth from it, it won't do you a bit of good. But oh, it's got to take a hold. He says, but one bit of good, not being mixed with faith by them that heard it. They seen the miracles of Moses and they said, that's pretty good. And they walked over and they seen him perform miracles and they seen the pillar of fire maybe and heard them talk of it. Oh, that's all right. But it wasn't mixed with a personal faith. For as soon as they got to the wilderness, they everyone began to murmur. And God said, because that they doubted, it was sin. Don't doubt nothing. Believe. Don't doubt no matter how hard the case is. Believe it, he says. And oh, may we truly take heed to that precious word and believe it to the hilt. Yes, if God said it, I believe it. Amen. That's the way it's got to be. Yes. And don't make provisions for no other way. But take it the way God delivered it.
Yes.
And with that being said, I'll read this before I go into this the Brother Branham in God's Only Provided Place of Worship and him feeling the pressure. And this was in 65. This was preached November 28, 65. Just a short paragraph. He had sung a song at the end of the service. And he just said, now church, we're teaching now. But remember, when you leave here and start moving out of the shucknow, you're going into the grain. But lay in the presence of the sun, and don't add to what I've said. Don't take away what I've said, because I speak the truth as far as I know it, as the Father has given to me, see? Don't add to it. Just say what I said. And the thing of it is, just tell the people to come and seek the Lord Jesus. And then you yourselves lay right in his presence and just make love to him. Oh, Lord Jesus, Son of God, I love you. Tender my heart, Lord, and take away all of the filth and the love of the world, and let me live holy in this present world before you. Look at the desire that ought to be burning in our hearts. And if we're living that life right there, look at others as they get around an old honeypot, as Brother Branham used the bears. Just think of that. As they get around, they can feel that presence. There's something there. I want what they have. It doesn't matter. You know, men have tried to destroy God's word and have come along and taken it away here and tried to tear it down here and tried to destroy the flock. As you remember, when we first started here, and our pastor, and I can't remember what he titled the message, but he brought a message talking and used Jeremiah where the sheep would be scattered. And I want you to, you know, when you think of that and you see what Satan has tried to do, not just to you and I where we were, but all over this land. He's dividing and tearing asunder and trying to drive apart. But God's got a little elected flocks all over this world that's clinging together closer and closer to man, no, but to the word of Jesus Christ. And they're solely seeing that that's all they want. That's their focus. Nothing else, no other ideas, no creeds. They don't want any of it. And maybe, you know, when we look back and see the paths that we've come, I believe God lets those things happen for a reason. Because he knew it would take a hatred for the works that has been done by the Nicolaitan spirit for a people to be able to stand at this last time. It takes an awareness, not just something, oh, I know about. No, it takes a true awareness of this is danger. This has happened. We've been out where the wolves were. And by God's grace, we've been gathered back into the fold safe. Now keep your eye on the shepherd and keep following me and I'll lead you through. Amen. God is truly gracious and brought us down many paths and walks of life. And he's been there the whole way, twisting and turning. Come this way, come that way. And look at where we stand today. By God's grace, under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, where two or three are gathered in my name, in the midst I will be. Amen. Feeding on the body word of the Son of Man. In its pureness, not mixed with my ideas, not mixed with anyone's ideas, but just as God delivered it to us. Lord, let it be to me according to thy will. Amen. Amen. And watch the promise be fulfilled that he said it would bring. Amen. This was in the Laodicean Church Age, in the Church Age book. And this was on page 333. And it's down about middle of the page. And I printed it, but this was in one of the original books that I got the page number from. But he starts here, and he says, "These things saith the Amen." I like that. It means that whatever he said is final. It means that whatever he said at the first age, and to the second age, and to all ages about his own true church, and about the false vine, is exactly right, and it won't change. It means that what he started out with in Genesis, he will finish in Revelation. He has to, for he is the Amen. So let it be. Now we see again why the devil hates the book of Genesis and Revelation. He hates the truth. He knows the truth will prevail. And he knows what his end will be and how he fights that. But we are on the winning side. I mean, the believers of his word only are on the Amen side. "These things saith the faithful and true witness." Now I want you to show you what I find in the thought of faithful. You know, we often talk about a great an unchanging God, whose word does not change. And when we speak of him after the manner, we often get a view of him that makes him seem very impersonal. And it is as though God made the whole universe and all the laws that pertain to it, and then stood back and become a great impersonal God. It's as though God made a way of salvation for lost mankind, and that way being the cross, and then with the death of Christ was atoned for our sins. And his resurrection gave us an open door to him. God just folded his arms and stood back. And it's as if we've majored in believing in a great creator who, having created, lost personal interest in his creation. Now, I say that is how too many people are apt to think. But that is wrong thinking. For God is governing in the affairs of men right now, for he is both creator and sustainer. Colossians 1:16-17, for by him were all things created, that are in heaven and that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether there be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and by him all things consist. He is a sovereign God. By his own counsel he purposed the plan of salvation of his own elect, which he foreknew. The Son died upon the cross to establish the means of salvation, and the Holy Spirit carefully executes the will of the Father. He is working all things at this moment according to the purpose of his own will. He is right in the midst of it all. He is in the midst of his church. That great Creator, Savior God, is faithfully working amongst his own right now as the great shepherd of the sheep. His very existence is for his own. He loves them. He cares for them. His eye is ever upon them. And when the word says that your lives are hid with Christ in God, it means exactly what it says. I am so glad that my God abides faithful. He is true to himself. He won't lie. He is true to the word. He will back it up. He is true to us, and he will lose none of us, but raise us up in the last day. And I'm glad that I'm resting in his faithfulness. Philippians 1:6, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. And I want you to think about what God has done for us in providing his word to us. And with the leadership of the Holy Spirit pointing us back into the truth of don't mix your idea, don't mix your creed with it. Take it the way God said it and watch it provide the increase that he said it would bring. Oh, not Christians by governments, not Christians by rulership, but a love affair between you, him and his wife, that little bride. And look at the love letter that's coming forth to us. Be careful, my little bride. Watch where you step. Careful of what's happening around you, for all things are fixing to come to an end. You can just see the great picture is starting to wrap up. We see the chaos in the world. You see all these things moving and shifting, and wars and rumors of wars and all that's going on around us. And, you know, sometimes you get a glimpse to see different things. Working in politics, the way I kind of am tied in, and you see things taking shape behind scenes that no one else gets to see. And you see the corruptness, and you see where it's headed. And then I think of, if I can see this little bit that's happening and know what the end's going to be, how much more is the great shepherd looking down? And he warned us through that precious prophet. He gave us all those things. One of these days you'll paper your walls with your money. One of these days it'll be worthless. It won't have a value. All these things that he spoke and laid out before us and showing us what God was going to do. The great shepherd was revealing himself, saying, beware, pay attention, look what's going to happen. It's coming. But don't be caught up in, well, that can't happen, or that's already happened. This was that fulfillment. No, follow God's precious word and say, Lord, keep my eyes on the goal and keep me in tune with your Holy Spirit. And then lead me where you'll take me through all the way. But oh, he's leading and guiding us. But oh my, don't ever, I pray that it just stirs our hearts to realize that we're in his care. Yes. He is watching over you. He's watching over me. And that's not that because I come to the Capstone Life Tabernacle. That's not it. But he's watching over me because I'm a little sheep. Yes. He's watching over me because I was predestinated before the foundation of the world to be conformed to his image. Yes. And wherever those little flock are all over this world, he's watching over them. And he's making sure that they're being fed. Yes. And he's going to do it through his provided channel. Whether you like it or whether I like it, it don't matter. God said he had a provided way, and that's the way it would flow. And oh, how great it is to be able to stand in this day and see the age that the prophets longed to see. They looked ahead in time and could see what was coming, and this is the day they wanted to be. And here we are, a portion of that little bride that's been predestinated to be here, to be a soldier, true, to carry forth this gospel and to let our lives so shine that all they may see our good works and glorify our Heavenly Father. Oh, not what we're doing, but what he will do through that little bride. Amen. Amen. All because he careth for you. Amen. You sisters can come to the instruments if you would. I pray you can take a little something from it. Amen. I pray, just pray that we stay in tune and watch. Never get, you know, there was a quote Brother Branham had made, and I didn't bring it. I had it laying there, where he was even cautioning the people right at one of the last of his sermons of, don't look at me, but look to the word that I spoke to you today. Yes. Take me out of the picture and focus to what the Holy Spirit is trying to tell you. Mm-hmm. And may we truly do that. May we be a people here that can focus out the men and look to the leadership of the Holy Spirit. Give respects where respects are due. God demands it. But may we look to the word and truly give credit to God and thank God for what he's doing for us in our midst. And a realization that it's only him, as long as we make him welcome. And as long as we keep the Holy Spirit satisfied. And yield and make sure that we do everything we can to follow his word and the preparations to keep the sanctuary in the way that he laid it out. God giving us direction to keep the peace and to keep it quiet and to keep the sanctuary ready for service, preparing ourselves for the hearing of the word, following the directions. God's laid it all out for us. Yes, it's laying there. And if we'll but follow every step, you watch him come each time we come in those doors by the leadership of the Holy Spirit, and you watch the word come that'll just bless and take our hearts over greater. Yes. Oh, may we pay attention. As Brother Smith says, a lot of times God is in the details. Yes. He is paying attention. And oh my, I'm so glad that he careth. Let's stand if you would. And let's sing that little chorus. He careth for you. Amen. He careth for you. Oh, he careth for you. All through sunshine or shadows, he careth for you. Sing it again. Amen. Oh, he careth for you. Amen. Hallelujah. He careth for you. Through sunshine or shadows, he cares.
So thankful he cares for us. Amen. Such a blessing, isn't it? Amen. To know that he does, and know that he's watching over us, guiding us, leading us. It's just so wonderful to serve the living God. Amen. And knows all things, that knows what's going to happen tomorrow, knows that that even our very footsteps tomorrow are ordained. That's right. God knows exactly what's going to take place and knows how everything will come out. Just lean upon him. Amen. Because he knows all these things. So we appreciate him, love him with all our heart. So thankful again for the word of God that he renewed our minds back to this evening. And, I just couldn't help but to think, some of the things he was saying there, especially toward the end, and thinking about this end time and what's going on throughout the land, what's going on through in Israel and so forth. And I was thinking, maybe sometimes people don't want to face reality of how soon the appearing of the Lord could be. But do you realize that how quickly things can happen? Especially everything is escalating now throughout the land. And I was thinking about Israel, as I said, that could be the very starting point to bring in the Battle of Armageddon very easily. I'm not saying it is, but it could be. It just doesn't pop up all at once, But we see everything moving. Look at all the countries that's against Israel. And then what the prophet said about Israel and the scriptures speak of Israel. You know, it's just, it could happen so quick, you know. And we made this think, oh, it's just another war, it's just another event. But what if it's the very beginning and things are beginning to usher in? Look up, your redemption draweth nigh. Amen. Ain't what the scripture says when these things begin to happen? So just think how soon we could be getting out of here. Don't look at the world. Pay no attention to it. Don't let the cares of life distract you. Don't let homes, jobs, whatever it may be, don't let it distract you. It can happen so quick now. Things finish up. I'm looking forward to it. Amen. I know this world is not my home. It definitely isn't. And I'm not planning on staying in this kind of a life throughout eternity. God has a much better place for us. And I'm looking forward to it. Amen. Don't you just love Him? I just feel so, just the sweetness of His Holy Spirit. I love Him. He's so precious. Let us bow our heads. Kind Heavenly Father, we are so thankful to know that You care for us. Sometimes, Lord, we just maybe say that too loosely. But, Father, if we could see through Your eyes and see how much You truly care for us, we ought to be able to see, Lord, clear back when You died for us on the cross, Your Son did, and know that the price that was paid, the things that You went through in the flesh, and Lord, our minds can't grasp it. I'm sure we can't really fully. But Lord, You so love Your people. And Lord, help us to see it. Help us to see how much You care for us and love us. And that even the very love that You have for us has drawn us here tonight. That puts something in our hearts to long to hear the Word of God. That places the thing in our heart, the desire in our heart to want to read the Word of God. To listen to it. And above all, Lord, to see it applied in our life. What a blessing it is. For that very part of Yourself, we are so appreciative. As we leave this little building, Lord, may we just take the sweetness of the Holy Spirit with us tonight. And Father, again, asking You just watch over us and keep us safe. And Lord, knowing the threats that's going throughout the land, even to this country, Lord, is beginning to, they're throwing threats out. Of what they're going to do to this country. But Lord, our peace and our joy lies in You. There is peace in the time of trouble. So thankful for that, Lord. So just again, ask You to watch over us and keep us safe on the highways we travel. And Lord, just can't wait till the next time. If You tarry, we ask You just bring us together and feed us again, Lord, the Word of God. We appreciate You now. Will be done in our lives as we walk out of this little building. May we be surrendered to You. And through the name of our Lord Jesus Christ we ask. Amen. Praise His name. I love Him. Amen. You want to sing a little chorus? There's peace in the time of trouble. Let's sing peace. There is peace, isn't there? Amen. Regardless of all what's going on, there is peace in the time of trouble. Amen. There is peace in the time of trouble. There is peace in the midst of the storm. There is peace though the world be the world be raised. shelter of his arms. Just keep that in mind. May God